This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Morocco channel. This is Worldwide Talent with a super guest that I have with me, a rising star, and actually a real star, I mean, by name and by action, from Morocco and worldwide sensation. She's been in the biz world for a minute, a lot of hits out there, and you know what? She's got a new hit that we're going to be discussing today. But not only that, her story is something unique, very impressive stuff, and I want to really stress that out, because a lot of people sometimes in their youth they want to become stars themselves or have some ambition and a goal in their life, and we want to bring that to light to them. And our star today is going to give us that, and when I mean star, her name is Najma, and she goes with Naj as her stage name. So Naj, welcome to the show.
Hi Hisham, how are you?
How you doing? And it is a true honor to have you, and a pleasure. We've had a couple of discussions before. I looked at your work. I mean, you and I were connected, you know, a while back on social media, and you know, you've been in the scene, and it's a very interesting journey, and the work you do, especially being Moroccan and trying to be, you know, literally worldwide and global sensation, and you are doing that. You've already hit quite a few numbers out there, and your music is very diverse, I would say, because you mix a little bit of Afrobeat, some modern, I mean, a little bit of everything, and so it's got a whole thing. Your videos are very vivid, live. You've done commercials that are like trig, you know, like very, you know, big, and you've had some interesting, for example, your last thing that, you know, the project you worked on.
And yeah, Ooh la la,
that's the one. La Vie en Rose, that's the one. But
it's a joy.
It is, but you—that's actually something unique, because I think you're the first artist that has actually recorded in Dakar, right, in Senegal, exactly. Right? So that's a pretty interesting, you know, thing. So before we go on to that, if someone really haven't met you and this is the first time they hear about you, let's talk about how you become, you know, how you've started this whole journey of artistry, because you have a story that goes back to when you were, what, 13, right? 13 or so?
Yeah.
So let's talk about your story, because I think everyone needs to hear that, because
I started to compose or writing very, very young, but I never sang like earlier, because I was like, you know, shy. It's hard to say that, but it wouldn't say, but, you know, and then after that, I learned myself, and I discovered like my voice. And then my example was Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. And then it was not my own touch, but I'm trying to find myself and my voice, you know. And I love to fuse different styles, like traditional and modernity, between cultures with more energy and soul. It's very important for me. It's what makes my sound unique. That's Naj Lila word, my signature. That's why I say, welcome to my Lila word. And it's more than a passion, because it's, I think it's an evidence. It's what we say in English, right? That's where everything makes sense. Music is where I feel most alive. And it just became obvious. Yeah, when I'm in the studio, you know, from composing or writing top lines or create a new song, that's my element. That's where everything makes sense. That's, I told you, and music is where I feel most alive.
You know, so I'm listening to you, right? And you know, you started way early on composing music. I mean, but
yeah.
I know you had these aspirations or inspirations, like you said, Whitney Houston.
Michael,
right?
Jackson, no, I told you, yeah.
Michael, right. Jackson. I mean, those are big, you know, big phenomena. I mean, they're unique. I mean, I don't think there's going to be ever someone that's going to match them, right, in terms of their history and how well they did. But they were a true inspiration to a lot of people, and not only in music, I think in a lot of areas, but specifically in music. And I know, listen, being Moroccan back in the days, you know, I grew up with Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. So that was like, you know, wow. I mean, I had the pleasure actually to see him in person. but you know, it is when you're young, and you know, it's like the culture is different. You know, again, we're talking about Morocco. It's, you know, it's something that was like exciting. I mean, and we're talking about Western music, and we have a culture and things like that. So it makes a difference. Now you there, you see these great, you know, I guess, I don't know, icons of music, and then you want to do something about it, and you have a passion about it because that's really what you had. Now you composed music that was just for you. How did you get that music out originally? I mean, because the funny thing, you said you're shy, and by the way, it is not the first time.
It started in 2004, officially. We signed with Sony Music, the music industry. I studied, of course. I went to school. I had a very beautiful experience with a big brand in jewelry couture, you know. It's a very big luxury house. And I worked with a big designer. It was a very good experience. And music never leave me. Yeah, I mean, it's inside, you know, and I'm always getting involved. Like I when I was in my room, I was like, you know, all my friends, well, they said like, yallah, yeah, we go to the cinema, and then we can go out. I said, no, I will stay at my home. And then I start to write and compose top line. It was my weekend, you know, when I was a child. It's a part of me. It's very complicated to like develop, but I think it's intimate.
It's personal. I mean, it's very personal. Deep,
it's
right?
Personal. It's yours. It's a feeling.
And by the way, yeah, we can mix with French and Arabic. It's okay. So, it's all good. I know you're in France right now. I know your station and your main base really is Morocco.
Growing up between France and Morocco gave me two different energies, and that completes each other, I guess. And from Morocco, I carry rhythm, emotion, and spirituality. From France, I learned structure, pop culture, and creative freedom. So I think the fusion became my identity. It's not just about where I come from, but about the connection. So that's also why I choose to shoot my last video in Dakar. It represents unity and a strong alliance, Pan-African, I guess.
Well, it's a fact. I mean, first of all, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, for our folks watching, listening, whether they're in the Western part, you know, around the world, in the US, France, or in Morocco, you have an actual flavor. I mean, it's a signature that is yours.
Yeah.
It's a really unique
but
thing.
But it's a big constriction between when you're a child, and then you grew up, and then you find yourself. It's not short. I mean, it's a long way, you know, to succeed and then to find yourself, to find your way and to find the signature. And then, yeah, it's time. I mean, it's not easy as well.
Well, nothing is easy, right? And frankly, I mean, life is all about challenges. It's hard, but you make it what it is. I mean,
because I focus. When you focus on something, you can get it. That's how I try to tell to people. When you have a dream, you can get it. Just focus on it and you can purchase it. Like, you can have it.
But you were younger when you started. See, that's the thing. I mean, I get it. When someone is mature, old, they have experience in life, they get all these concepts. But at a younger age, you know, how did you manage to, like, this is what I want. I do want to be in the music. I want to be a singer.
It's like I told you, it's abuse. Like, it's evidence, like an evidence, you know, abuse. Un don, it's like a don. Don, how do you say in English? A don.
It's a gift. You have a gift, and it was there with you.
I never learned piano. I never go to the conservatory. I never learned music. I mean, of course, at school, but it was so complex when I started to right, and then get a top line. It was so easy for me to compose. And when I start to work, I feel not sad, not, but I say, like, I was in the subway in Paris. I was walking. I say, it's not me. You know, in the office, I was like working and blah, blah, blah. It's not me. You know what I mean? I don't recognize myself. I say, no, I did something more. Not about to shine or to be famous. It's not about that. It's about yourself. Like, when you feel comfortable, what is your way? What is your destiny? You know, and because my mom called me Najma, I don't know, maybe it's like a predestiny. I don't know, maybe. Give love. You know, when I write a song, I know that when I sing, you can have a book comes if I sing with my heart, and it's deeper. That's why you can, like, I don't know, if someone is not good, you can send a good vibrations with your voice. You can talk, and if there is a vibrations. And it's about that. I mean, yeah.
You know, Naj, I'm listening to you, and what you're saying is true for a lot of people that have succeeded in life, in the artist, you know, world, or any other in success stories in general. Sometimes you're doing something, but you do find yourself that is not your element. You're not in your world really where you're meant to be.
Yeah.
It's like everybody has a destiny, and sometimes we get to discover that later.
You have to look for something, and when you get these things, you say, okay, this is my way, this is my destiny. You know what I mean?
You've discovered that. You kind of knew that. I mean, it's funny you said my mom named me Najma. Maybe it was there, but
yeah.
Sometimes there's no. I don't believe in coincidence. Things happen for whatever reason.
No coincidence. Never.
I'm hurricane for a reason too. So, you know, you and I we joked about hurricane, but you know, there is a
Mektub.
Reason behind that.
I would say Mektub.
Mektub, there you
right.
go. Well, you know, they get kismet, you know, in English they say that, or kisma, or there's a lot of ways to say it, but really it's, you know, some people say, well, it's destiny and it's meant for you, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you can dream of things, but if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen, right? That's what makes a difference. I mean, you not only kind of sow it, but you felt it, And you took the steps. I mean, you start composing early. You start recording
early. I jump in the other step. I say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try. Even if I failed, it's not a failure for me. It's like, okay, I tried. Because when you regrets, it's like, it's so painful. It's like, if you don't do these things in your life, you can regret all your life. And this is this kind of feeling that I hate, like the regrets. And you have to do this. And if your mind tell you, go to these things, do it, make it better, maybe it's my way. You know what I mean? So that's why.
Well, thank you for bringing that up because, you know, I've done a lot of shows, you know, worldwide with experts. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is, especially with doctors, is people towards the end of life, when they were asked, there were surveys, they were asked like, what is the thing, you know, that is common, right, with all these people? And it was regret, things they didn't do, like things they needed, they wanted to do, but they never got a chance to do. And that's the thing. Many of us, sometimes we, time goes by and they're like, well, I should have done this. I could have done that. And they never do. So again, it's a great point. And I love what you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I said about failure, and I love to always highlight these things because in this world, I mean, people are
sometimes
afraid.
It's fear. Sometimes people, they get
fear. Correct.
But you have to fight from this. And fear, it's not a good sentiment. I mean, it's not a good feeling. The fear, you have to manage. I mean, each people can handle it.
What are everybody?
It's like a wall. When you have this kind of feeling, like fear, it's not good. Never. And I'm sure you can push yourself more and up.
True. And you know, it's funny because people have fear as part of their system. We all have that sense, right? Of you know, fight or flight, as they say. So the fear is something that's good in a way. It protects us. Yeah. But sometimes it's an inhibitor. It stops us. It's a block. And people, they don't know how to get out of it. And because they're specifically, you know, fearing the failure, as you said, what is it if I failed? It's not a failure. I just learned and I at least tried.
No, it's an experience. Even if it could be an experience, you know? It's not about failure, but I guess we have to we have to live different experiences. Then you can grow up better in your mind. You can be able to do a lot of things, like, you know, touch the rock. You know what I mean? So it's important.
Well, you faced that. You conquered your fear. You did not stop at failure or think about failure. I think you use that as a fuel.
Yeah, you can use it. Exactly. You can use it like you take your fear and then use it like a strength. You
it
can
is.
Transform it like a strength. You know,
and especially
mean?
In your business.
And you can push yourself or not.
It is. Well, in your business is very big. I mean, people are always, you know, one of the most fears out there is public speaking, being in the public, and, you know, being out there. That's part of, you know, you have failure of like succeeding, you know, in something, or at least making an impact, making a name, but also, like, you know, just being out there. I mean, you're in the public eye. I mean, you have a journey ahead of you. A lot of people will be like, I don't want to do this. This is too much. But, you know, it's that's what makes a difference. Like, you have a goal, you have an ambition, you have a vision, you have a gift, you explore it, and you go after it, you make it work.
Yeah, you just have to figure it out. and try to find yourself and then search and then see what's happened in life. Okay, if I don't do this, and then, you know, it's like a challenge, and I love challenge. I love challenging myself. I mean, that's why maybe I shoot it in Dakar, I shoot it in Miami, with myself. I'm a producer. I mean, auto producer myself. So I produce myself the truth. By the way, I shoot in Miami in Orlando, in the Touch Club.
Nice. My old digs. My first home in the
and
U.S.
And you know the morning, the day of the shooting, I was like, I woke up earlier in the morning. I said, oh my goodness, why I'm here? What I'm doing? But it's good. I mean, it's a good feeling.
That's a natural feeling.
You feel more strong. Like when you did this, I said, wow, I shoot all day. I did this. I sing. I have fun with my dancers. I didn't forget any steps. You know, it was fun. And then, alhamdulillah, it was like, yeah, a good journey. A good trip. It was a weekend with my stylist. I think my choreographer. Yeah. Unforgettable.
Well, these are experiences also for you. I mean,
and American people, they know how to work very fast, you know. 10 o'clock wasn't, you know, a big guy, a black guy, very big, very tall. He was like, okay, guys, 10 o'clock, 10 minutes. I was like, what?
Even my makeup artist
was like, okay, don't worry about that. Please, slowly. It was funny.
Well, it is part of your experience.
Definitely.
You have those moments. You actually have recordings of those moments.
It's like a compose. I never said in my mind that I'm going to meet Timbaland. Timbaland is a good producer. He's a big producer. He's huge. I mean, like, what? Mario Winan. I don't want to know. Da, da, da. It's a sample of Fugees, you know? And I met those people, those famous people, and I say, wow, it's good. I was not like impressive because I'm a natural woman. I'm how would you say
spontaneous, you know, yeah,
exactly.
Spontaneous, yeah,
that's why. And I challenge myself more than ever. I mean, I'm so proud because a lot of people, I met a lot of I worked in a lot of studios in the United States, Los Angeles, Miami, in Paris as well, of course, in Morocco now, in Dubai. Yeah, it's good.
All over the world, and that's what
you have to get an international way. You have to, I mean, to leave your comfort zone. You have.
Well, it's a big point you're just making there. Comfort zone. Actually, all the experts today, the coaches, the mentors, they'll tell you one thing. You know, you got to conquer fear. You have to absorb and adapt. You know, the idea of failure.
To
conquer the world. But also, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You know, and I want to say
because
this. I mean, obviously,
money. You mean?
No,
you talk about
zone.
Money?
No, I'm talking in general. Comfort zone is like...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just comfortable. I don't want to do more. I can't do this. I want to...
A lot of people... You can born like that in that way. You mean, it's okay. I'm fine. I have my work, my job. I mean, full-part job. You know, my children and my wife. I'm good. I'm good enough. But not for me. It's never enough.
Well, it's never. And you know what? If you, again, look at all success stories, none of any one of those, if you ask them the question or if you watch any videos or interviews with these people, you'll find the same thing. They have taken themselves out of the comfort zone, tested everything that is challenging. They took the challenges. They failed. They dropped. They fell down. They got up and they got it again and again and again until they get it right. And nothing stops them. And that's really what makes a difference. Again, for our audiences worldwide, specifically in Morocco, I think especially the youth, it is an important message, folks. If you're watching this, you have to understand that nothing is easy in life. You have to work hard and you have to accept all these things. And you cannot be like, I want to be waking up when I want, do what I want, when I want, and expect things to be different. That's not going to happen. You got to, like you said, I mean, you flew to Miami, you flew to Orlando, you went to Dubai, you went this, you went that. I mean, you're all over the world, you're meeting people, and you get in there in the trenches with the big names, right? And that's something you had to go through as a journey, and it's not easy. So for everyone watching and listening, if you have a dream, if you have a gift, you want to be an artist, whatever it is, sports. I mean, we're talking today, and we just had, you know, the first, you know, World Cup, you know, win of the Moroccan under 20.
Well, I think that's why I said in the radio 1 year ago, 2 years ago, I say "Ghnit b'niya." I sing it with "niya." By "niya," it means a niya.
Intention.
Yeah, and yeah. I say okay. They said, "No, why you sing it? You're gonna. I would say porter la poisse, like
jinx it."
I said, "What the? No, I'm sorry. I sing it with the good vibes in a good way, like l'abou hanjiboua, allez, 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 les lions vont gagner, blah blah blah. It's what in English, Africa, you know." Africa, one nation, Africa together, revolution. Like everybody, we're gonna make it. We got Morocco. Let's make the history, the victory. Yeah, rakapam pam, rakapam pam. I sing it. I mean, and then I was on the studio in August, and I sing it. Jalia al-Maghribiya, yalla ma'ana, rabhou ma'ana, dhou ma'ana, rabhouha, l'abouha. I said, wow. You know, like I saw the future, and I saw it like a vision, and I sang it in August for the camp after, not now. But it's like, you know, when you send a sound in the universe, that's what I say to people. Be careful. You have to send always when you talk positive, always, never negative, because you send a sound in the universe. And when you send the sound, it's like a travel, you know, like a vibration. Oh no, I can't do this. Oh no, I don't want to do this. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a pain. I'm not good. I have a headache. No, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm going to do this. My journey was going to be good. I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. I can challenge it. I can handle it. I can do it. I may be able to do these things, you know, always. It's very important. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Nash, listening to you right now, this segment that you just mentioned, I think if everybody takes it as a recording and plays it and replays it over and over, they will win, because that is big. What you're saying is what we refer to as manifestation. And believe it or not, so manifestation,
exactly. This is the secret.
That is a secret. But what you said is actually, believe it or not, for our Moroccan, you know, universe here, you know, it ties even in our religion, because the more you believe that things are going to happen, that means you give Allah, you know, God, you know, the message that you believe in Him delivering. And if you believe in Him delivering, He delivers, right? So in general, you know, if we want something to manifest, you know, we have to believe and go for it. And you're right. Like, you know, you said this before. It's not that you saw the future, but you really had the vision that they have the ability to do it, and they're going to do it. And it's a matter of time. It's like we say, it's not when, if, it's when. So really, it's just a matter of time. You did it. They did it. And they're going to continue doing it. I mean, listen.
Dakar,
I mean,
right? They said, why you didn't release the song, Oulalala Untala, during, after COVID? I said, no. I'm going to shoot in Dakar. I said, okay. With how you know, I mean, how are you gonna manage it? I said, okay, I'm gonna shoot in Dakar with PKs, my dancers. I'm gonna make it there. Said, are you sure? You're gonna waste your time? I said, no. This is a tendency. The music is fresh. It's okay. There is no limit. I mean, I'm fine, and I did it.
Actually,
I did it.
By the way, that for those of you,
I did it, alhamdulillah.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, we always have to be thankful, because whatever we do, I mean, it has to be blessed.
Gratitude.
Alhamdulillah is always here. Alhamdulillah. For those of you who don't understand what alhamdulillah means, just thank God, you know, for everything.
Thank
you
God,
know, for
exactly.
So just to make it clear for everyone watching.
Really.
Yeah. It is big, is a big piece of
even what we if do I ever. Fell, I'm blessed. When you fall, you say, okay, I'm blessed, I'm fine. Maybe something better is coming, you know, the best is coming always. That's when the door closed, like a light, after that, it's coming on your way.
Well, one door closes, another one opens, right?
Okay. I mean, never give up. It's my slogan, never give up.
Well, you have another one. Excuse my derija.
Excuse my derija, exactly.
That's your signature.
When I sing, I say, okay, people say, Moroccan people, oh, you have an accent, blah, blah, blah. I'm Ribia, I'm American, what the fuck? I mean, okay. Excuse my derija. That's well, why you know, this slogan.
I love it because here we say, excuse my French.
Really? Yeah. Excuse my French for you. Excuse my derija for me. And excuse my English.
Oh, no, your English is fine. Trust me. You're doing terrific. And frankly, you are polyglot. I mean, you have multiples. You're really working with a multiple language base and culture base. And it's what's making who you are. By the way, I thank you for sharing that. You know, that you wanted to do in Dakar. You wanted to do it different. You wanted to do it in the way you did it. Many people can say, well, you know, maybe they're not seeing your view, your vision, your how you imagine things to happen. Now, anyone that can watch the actual video, and they will, because it is already public, it's available, and I think on social media already, and, you know, whatever you can get your music. It is an interest, very colorful, very upbeat. Yeah. I mean, the words are powerful, too. The message is powerful.
Excuse me. No, I just want to add to, like... It's very difficult, you know, in the music industry, especially when you are a woman, you have to prove yourself twice as much. And there isn't just one challenge every project. And every release is one. So each step comes with new listens and pressure to go further. So when you are a woman, you have to prove more than, you know what I mean? So, but it was a completely different. It's a big challenge. It was.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's very huge. I was, my fear is like, you know, I start to not get be frightened, but I was like, not afraid, a little bit. I was on, you know, in the middle. I was not, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Because it's very difficult. When you do the post-production yourself, it was like, it's too much. But I tried. Alhamdulillah, my age did. But the other video, maybe I'm going to treat it like differently. It was too much for me, but it's okay. I did it.
Remember what you said, it's you test things, you try everything, and you make it work. You face the challenge. As a matter of fact, it's funny because my next question was going to be about the life has ups and downs and your challenges, and you went in. It's like you read my mind there, but really, you mentioned something that's powerful. So for people that are watching and listening, I mean, this whole thing about, you know, you have to work double because you're a woman. That's something that has to go. And I don't understand why that's still happening. You know, you have the same capabilities as any man or you know, because that's really what it is, women versus men. And in this world, I mean, of artistry and music and in general, business, doesn't matter. Listen, I personally have more experience with women leading, you know, in my business world than men. I mean, I've had more bosses or you know, people I reported that were women, and I had no problem, you know, with their leadership and their aptitude and whether they could do the job or not. They were just as good, if not better, than some of the men I've had as leaders. So, but it's funny that it is a theme that repeats itself in a lot of areas where you still find that there is a difficulty for women to have the same access and the same equal, I guess, systems or facility or exactly. Abilities. I mean, it's amazing. Like we're on, this is 2025 and we're still talking about these things. It should be completely, you know, eradicated, gone, done.
Yeah, I know. But it still exists. The difference between men or women in each industry, it exists really. And it's hard, but it's okay. That's the game. We accept it. But for me, the hardest part was learning to believe in my vision, and but I've learned to turn that into strength. So I kept that, of course, but I kept creating, evolving, and believing in my sound and in this video, in this song. I mean,
well, that's an interesting because. You emphasize on the idea that no matter what's happening, no matter what the challenges are, you are still doing it, you're facing it, and understanding what you also face.
Exactly. I came through, okay, I'm going to do these things. You didn't believe in me, I believe in myself, and I'm going to do it. And I did it. That's why people was like, not shocked, but wow, you did it. Oh, you made it? It's not jealousy, but I don't know. It's like a, you know, competition, because I remind you that I'm the first Moroccan singer, feminine and female, that I shoot in Dakar. I'm the first. Do you know another singer who shoot it in Dakar?
No,
first Ivory, but not in Dakar.
Why is that? Why you know, people have not? I mean, is there a reason? I mean, are they difficult to operate?
I just want to push myself and show to people that we can make better, like Pan-African Alliance, like more than ever.
Love it.
There is a LACAN, Africa United, okay, but it's more than a blah, 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 you know what I mean? I really want it, like,
you're a pioneer. You're making a difference. And by the way, that's if you look at even our Moroccan politics in general, they have more presence now in Africa than ever. There's more alliances, as you said. Now, you're just taking it a little bit further from the music world and integrating that into the fabric of what is the Moroccan, you know, aspiration is as a whole nation, right? And so you're just delivering that same message that, hey, we can do this in politics and business, but now we do it in music and beyond. And you just took that first step, which is an important thing. Again, you are first at a lot of things, and this is one of the other ones. Yeah. And that's always a good thing. See, here's the thing. People can copy you now, but it's okay. You were the first.
No, I don't chase validation anymore. I just express my truth. And in the end, we don't wait for approval. We impose an evidence. That's it. End of the story.
Well, this is not the first, you know, you've done things like you. I don't know of a lot of Moroccans that actually have done, you know, maybe the more, you know, I guess, famous, you know, stars, you know, of Morocco, you know, they've done, you know, things in Europe or in the US. But again, you started, you know, and you took the challenge, Miami, Orlando. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that shows that just that you have the drive. And I think that's a big message for our audiences. And by the way, this doesn't mean whatever. I don't care what part of the world you're far from. This is an important message that, if you do have, again, a vision, whatever that you want to do in life, follow it and have the drive behind it and just keep going. And you said something very powerful again. I mean, we have a lot of powerful stuff that's coming out of this discussion. But another one here, another nugget, is believe in yourself. You know, sometimes we are like caught in this, well, you know, people, this, that, the message, the image, how people are going to perceive me, how they're going to look at me. Who cares? I mean, I can tell you by experience, the first people that will probably not support you are your immediate environment. And it just, I don't know, that's been my experience. Like, the people that really know you, or your family members, or even, you know, your friends, you probably find less of them, because you mentioned the word jealous. I wouldn't say jealousy, but they just like, maybe it's disbelief. Like, how can you possibly do it? You know, they just don't, they have the doubt that you can even be that person. Like, oh no, you can't be a star because they know you. Just because they know you, that doesn't mean they know you well enough. We don't even know ourselves sometimes. We surprise our own selves, right? So people,
and it's important to know yourself.
Well, it is, but the idea is that yourself. Well, you do. You did. You don't care. You know, yeah. You challenge yourself to the next.
And it's important, I guess. Each person have to learn themselves. Themselves.
It's correct. Well, the bottom line is they have to know who they are, right?
I know who I am. I mean, I found this way, and I know who I am. I know what I want. Sometimes, of course, I doubt.
It's normal. It's normal. Yes.
It's normal.
Well, you know why? Because sometimes you find those challenges, you find maybe less support or less buy-in into what your concept, and you start thinking, am I doing the right thing? But as long as you know what you want and you're steadfast and steady and straightforward, nothing else. Those are just like little vibes that come in. And those are the inhibitors. As a matter of fact, if you listen to those echoes, that's when you stop. Don't. That's not something you listen to. What you listen to is the voices that say, you can do this. You're going to, as you said, the words that are sent to the universe, right?
Well, because maybe some people, they don't want you to succeed, or I don't know why. Some people, they're going to tell you, no, you can't do this thing, or it's impossible. Impossible is nothing. And if someone tells you this, it means you don't want you to get this. Please. A success way, or you know, sometimes it's an inside jealous, it's a personal, maybe, I don't know. Sometimes some people are sick, it's a sickness for me. So that's why, if someone tell you this, you have to always hear your little voice. This little voice, if telling you you can do this thing and you're gonna do this thing, I'm sure. 100%, you can do this way, and you have to do this way. Always hear your little voice. You know what I mean?
That little voice is big, actually. It's the most powerful voice. But you know, there's a lot of naysayers, right? They just basically, by default, they don't see you for who you are, who you think you're going to be, and what you want to be, and what you are no capable to be.
Of course.
And because they are not, they haven't. So, for example, you have this idea, I want to be an artist. But many people, they look at artists, but they're never like, well, I want to be that too. So all of a sudden, you are their friend, whatever, and like, well, I'm going to do this. What makes you think you can do this, right? Because that's how they see it, you know. And sometimes it's jealousy because they haven't thought about it first, or they have not entertained it, or they don't think that they can do it. And now they project that into you. And that's actually a psychological effect.
They won't push themselves up, maybe. Or people, they can push you down. I mean, they never push you up. Some people, they will never push you up. And that's why you have to fight. And you have to, I mean, to go more and purchase your way. You know what I mean? So, yeah, when people talk to me, or if I needed advice, or I'm going to ask something to someone and say, okay, do you think I have to do this? Or I noticed that, like, 80%, 70%.
Oh no, you can't do it.
People, they're gonna push you down. Yeah. They're gonna tell you, no, I don't think it's like you should, that you don't do this or don't do this. You shouldn't.
You know, that's the default. I think that's our default in general. Like when someone tells you, like, oh, you think you're gonna do that? I'm like, no, I don't think it's gonna work.
No.
Yeah, because you know what? That's how. They see it from their perspective.
You're not enough strong, or you're not young. You're not younger than, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? There is no age. You can purchase your way. You can purchase your dream. You can go and succeed. You can do it. I mean, there is a lot of big name business that they start very late.
I can name one. Harrison Ford. I mean, later.
I have a lot of names. I mean, we have a list, a long list.
Actually, it's available. If you just, anyone, do a search, like some of the top artists and success stories, when they started, whatever their success journey, you're going to find them at maybe 30s, 40s, even 50s.
Of course.
Yeah.
There is a lot of success story, but who they start to relate. So, yeah, you have to, I mean, life is short.
It's short.
So try to do so. Don't afraid to get this something that you wanna do. I mean, and if you're born this way, go in this way. If you're born that way, go in that way. But find your way. I mean, you can find yourself. Don't, not people. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Perfect message. We don't want to listen to anyone that wants to stop you from progressing. You can take the by the way, you can take advice.
A little bit.
Yeah, take feedback. But don't let that much. But don't let that change your journey or your path. Use it as maybe a gauge to just adjust things. Because maybe someone is telling you to tweak.
Say, oh, okay, I'm going to take this. Okay, do this and switch it.
Because sometimes you get feedback that can be positive, that can maybe I'm going about it. Let me try something, refine this, change that, and it works. But to your point, the majority of people are just not going to see you because they don't think they're going to do it. And so therefore, they think you can't do it. But everybody's different. Your capabilities, my capabilities are totally complete. You're different than me.
Even if it takes time, it takes time, of course. You can
it's okay.
You can be someone in one day. I mean, but it's okay. And you have to be patient. It's important to be patient. Yeah, the patience is very important.
Well, Naj, you're over 20 years in the making and doing this. And it's a long journey. I mean, that's a long time. People think it's easy. As you said, it's a big industry. Yeah, there's a lot of difficult pieces to it. And putting a name for yourself is also difficult because you got to get in front of the audiences. Yeah. And it's going to take one hit. When that hit makes it, I mean, all of a sudden, everybody wants Naj. Everybody wants to. But that's really what's happened to every one of them. I mean, if you look at Lady Gaga's case, right? You know, a big, you know, name.
And she started very, very young. She started in New York in a jazz bar, uh-huh. No, I guess. I think so.
I mean.
Yeah. And she called Natalie, the real name. She used a real name, not Lady Gaga. And she played in a piano bar, a jazzy like jazz in New York. And Redouane saw her. Redouane, Nadir Riyad.
Yeah. Well, here's another beautiful story himself. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And
I mean, we're proud of him.
And say, oh, wow. I believe in when you. This is good. This is huge when you find someone in your way and who he believe in you. So it's very important too. This is a teamwork. I said that when you're a famous.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Star, famous artist, or famous painter, or anyway, it's not yourself. It's not a, you didn't build it yourself. It's a work team. It's because you have a team. That's what I'm trying to explain to my team, digital team, community manager, or producer. I say, look, it's not, it's like PK's is not only my song, it's our song. Mm. And it's a work team. My filmmaker, when he came, and my makeup artist, my hair stylist, I say, look, it's because of you, it's not me, because it's a work team. We in Dhaka, we were very yani solidaire,
right, you know, close together, like united. Yeah.
And because of that, I was like more strong. It's a work team. Yeah, it's very important to get around with a team. The team is very important in your life. You have to, you can do yourself everything. You can't. I mean, you can go fast. You can find different contract project. Okay, but you need a team. You need a team to become more level up. I mean, to go with, you know what I mean?
When I thank you for that, that's another great point you're making, because so we talked about how you have the vision, you have the affirmations, you're doing stuff, nothing stops you, you believe in you. That's all great. But part of success too is that there are other people that are, because there's nobody that succeeds in life without people that help them succeed. And so that's a big thing. And it starts with that small team. That is always there for you, because to your point, having a video, having a music, produced, it's a whole team effort. It's not one person. And if one of these things don't work, the whole project is not going to look good, right? But also you said something about finding someone to believe in you, to support your mission, your vision. And by the way, again, all the success stories, they have some people behind them, someone. It could be their family members, could be their spouses, a significant other, could be someone from the outside. I mean, you mentioned like Redwan and Lady Gaga is a great story there. And of course, we mentioned Redwan just because he is Moroccan and is a pride of all of us, there, especially in this world of your artistry and music. I mean, he is, an icon, right, for production and music, delivering, stars out there, and the best of them, right? So when you look at these stories, I mean, you understand that there is, even his own story, like how, because I don't know if you heard his story, you probably did, when he wanted just to be an artist, and he tried for years himself, again, a lot of time, his wife was with him and standing by him. Those are like things that, when you
hear.
His wife was side with him. Exactly.
That's why you need someone like with to push you up. You can push yourself
to
up.
Believe in you.
Exactly. Of course. So wife, team, friends. It depends who is around you. But it's important.
You surround yourself also with the right people. So that's the other thing, a choice, right? You got to make the right choices.
Yeah.
And you got to pick the entourage is important. I mean, we also.
Of course.
Big deal, right? And a lot of people say, you are, I guess, what your entourage is made of. If they're successful, you're successful. If they're not, you're not, right? That's just in general terms. But to your point, as a person or lead or an artist in your case, right? Your team is very powerful. What they do, how they do it, how they connect with each other, how they complete each other. Those are all important things. And if it's amazing. It's like a big building. If one piece is missing, the building collapses. So everyone's going to have them play their part correctly, so everything is moving and synchronizing and working out. So that's an important message. Again, folks, we're talking to Nat. She's an artist, but I think, she's beyond just being an artist. She's literally a school right now teaching us some of the concepts of real success, and how it's built, from her personal perspective. But these are fundamentals, I think, that we can take to the bank. It doesn't matter any age we are, if we
it
have
doesn't
something.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't and matter. Again, but for the younger folks, out there, worldwide and specifically in Morocco, here's one of the Moroccan fabric.
And sometimes when you're young, you're not more strong than when you're older, but you know what I mean? In the middle, you cannot accept some stuff like easier. You're a little bit a freak, and
nothing wrong with that.
It's complicated.
It is, and that's okay, right? I mean, we it's like life is always a test, right? You got to continue testing, you got to continue stuff, and you do have you know, we're humans also. We have our limitations. We have our beliefs. And things change. Sometimes we have new views of things, so how we see the world and how we see certain things. But it doesn't need to deviate you from whatever your dream is and whatever your mission in life is. Again, no regrets. You want to go through it fully. And why not? And you don't give up. You said it perfectly earlier. Never give up. That's like a standard, you know, I think everybody should just place that in their mind. Never give up. Never give up. A couple of times and just keep repeating every
day. No regret.
Like,
never give up.
There you go.
Impossible Believe. Is nothing.
Well, actually, it's funny you said impossible.
Believe
earlier.
In yourself.
That's
the
right.
Points.
Yeah. Well, the word impossible, right? It's a joke, but impossible. I am possible. If you read it, right? So the word itself says I'm possible. So why we say impossible? Say I am possible.
It's possible.
And you,
it's
I
possible.
Am. It's possible. Yeah,
it's
everything.
Possible. Yes, we can. Obama
yes,
said.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes, we can. Indeed.
Yes, we can.
And by the way, they're talking about this is from our culture, from our religious, you know, beliefs, from our, you know, society beliefs. These are concepts that are always redundant. We hear them.
It's a conscious. It's
But we have to be aware of them.
Of
See,
course.
Some people, they're like.
Attraction law, you know, did you hear about this? Attraction law?
Law of attraction, yes, of
law
course.
Law of attraction,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So it is actually a real thing. I mean,
it's a real
the
thing.
More you, that, the more you vibe towards something, it vibes towards you.
It's not a secret.
Nothing
anymore.
Anymore. That's exactly.
Anymore.
Today, we are a global village, as they call it, right?
We have to send this message, this kind of message. I mean, attraction law.
So you know what? I mean, we said in English, but I just want you to give this message to our Moroccan folks, you know, in French or in Arabic. Just repeat it for them.
Attraction law? La loi de l'attraction?
No, just the same message, like these five things, you know, core for them. Like, never give up. How would you tell them?
In French? N'abandonne jamais?
N'abandonne jamais, c'est ça?
N'abandonne jamais.
Yanni, pas dit
maradi. Prends en toi. Tout est possible. What we say in English was more fluid.
Well, it just, you know, we used to it, I guess.
Ouais, t'abandonnes jamais. Rien n'est impossible, tu peux le faire. Bien.
So again, as we said, très important. Ils sont très importants, you know, à ne pas oublier. Yanni Mansahoum, Hadou Mohimmi.
You're pretty good, Hicham.
Ça fait bien longtemps, mais je peux toujours faire un effort. Mais ça va être plus difficile. But you know, really, it's fun, and we're having the discussion, and I'm first of all, you know, when I connected with you, I was impressed because of you are trying to build a name, you are trying to build a presence, a style that is different, unique. You have your own signature, and you mix in things, and you have various cultures that you have in there. But also, I think you have this drive to educate literally people on like being a successful person, regardless. They can be in soccer, they can be in business, they can be whatever, because those things that we just talked about now are for everyone. And anyone that wants to succeed should really believe in those and do it, you know, and that's it. Now I know you wrote your own music. So the question is, what makes you, like, where do you get your lyrics ideas? Like, I mean,
what makes you, can you repeat, please?
The lyrics, your stories, your sound, your music, like when you write it, where do you get the idea of those lyrics or the songs themselves?
It depends, Hicham. My inspirations comes from real emotions, from life, from people, energy, stories. And you talked about that. I live or witness. I'm inspired.
So your words are really a reflection.
Human connections by the beauty and the chaos of a word. Sometimes a melody comes like from a single word, a silence, or even a look. And I translate emotions into sound.
Well, I like it, but it also reflect that in your words, in how you write your music, because it's genuine. It's coming from within, from what you're experiencing. And that's beautiful. So thank you for that. And your music is very festive. Colorful. I mean, your videos are very colorful, so there's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's alive. It's, you know, some music, you know, can be very quiet. Yours is like, it's happening, right? And, you know,
it's like a message, Hicham, you know. give the vibrations, give a good message.
I love it. But it's good, you know, you can, and people can get entertained, but also like get the vibe, can feel it, right? And so and you have, like you said, you know, a good motivation. When you talk to, for example, about exactly. The idea of the team winning, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, you really believe that they're going to be able to do it, and they're going to do it, and they did it. I mean, and I think it's only the beginning. I mean, even I think the girls, the team, right, the women's team right now is winning. They just went to the next level, you know, in the U17. So the Moroccan, you know, teams are like doing well across all levels, all ages, which is a great thing. I mean, we're going to have the CAF now. We're going to have the World Cup. So these are like all iconic milestones for the country, for our people. And, you know, some people may say, well, you know, there's all kind of stuff that's happening in Morocco. You know, I think Morocco is just what it is. We're a very diversified fabric. It's a beautiful place. There's a lot of action going on. You know, people are warm. Yes, people talk their minds as well. So that's a good thing. And it's good. But there is a success story. And you know, a lot of people look at the country like, you know, why is this little country in, well, it's not little, but, you know, in this continent of Africa, like, you know, making too much noise. Well, I guess we're noisy people. We're making it work. But we have people from all over the world that are of Moroccan descent and within the country that are actually working towards the next level and making a difference. You're one of them. We have a lot of stories that are out there. I mean, these successes that we've been experiencing are great for us to actually see. And people get to notice the country. And we have more people now that they know where Morocco is. I can tell you, 30 years ago, I asked, you know, in the U.S., you tell them where Morocco is, like, where is Morocco? Nobody knew about it. Now you tell them, you know, Morocco, oh yeah, North Africa, you know, it's by Spain, right? You know, they know Marrakech, Casablanca. I mean, before, the only thing they knew is Casablanca, the movie. So with you, you know, Redouane and all the success stories that are out there.
But I don't think, if I can't interrupt you,
it's, yeah, please, about, yeah,
the success, I guess. Not only, what is the success, the significations? Mm. It's not only about the success. Maybe it's happiness. Maybe, I don't know. Each of us, we're looking for something, like, we find these things, okay, I did it, but am I happy or not? I don't know, you know? It's not about the success. All success, of course, each success story is, maybe it means like, okay, you did it, you dream it, you get it, but I don't know if you can ask that question, and each artist you ask it or you talk in this interview, in this podcast. I don't know if really the success, I don't know how to.
It's not business. You're right. Success is a lot. And by the way,
can be happiness.
It is. It's whatever you make it. That's the thing. You know, we had a discussion before about this. So, like, someone, for example, who is unable to eat because they're sick, right? Being able to just get up and eat food, that's a success story for them. Someone who may not have kids and, you know, finally they have kids. Success is what you define it for you to be. There's no standard definition. I mean, we refer to success as something that is happening, that we deliver, that gets us excited. But to your point, it could be anything. I mean, you delivering happiness, you know, you delivering a message, you know, that's empowering people. That could be your success. It's whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
You know, like, for example, someone.
Exactly.
No, thank you. And that's very a great important. Point. It's a great
it's
point.
It's not about success to get famous or to get this. No. If your message is okay, the point is, if you touch this guy or touch this lady, the message is like, okay, I'm happy. It's a success for me. You know what I mean?
But you're right. Thank you for really highlighting that, because we often talk about success. And you know, there's a lot of shows, discussions about the term success and what it means. But really, at the end of it, it's your achievement. It's what is it that you want to achieve? That's really what it is. And that could be any levels. Someone can be, I just want to be able to go to work and have a nice small life and enjoy my family. That's their success, and that's what they want. That's a great, it's not a measure, to your point. Like, we live in an era now where the only way to succeed, if you're driving, you know, I don't know, a Lamborghini, you have an actual, you know, yacht, and you have, you know, 10 mansions, and you can fly private jets. that's the type of success that someone wants. That's not necessarily the only success. I mean, some people will say the success is for me to live happy and go to paradise. You know, that's the ultimate success. So everybody, we have different extremes of what it means. But really, for you folks, if you're watching and listening,
you can prove yourself to get these things, challenge you, be able to, you know, that's the success for me. You get this, you go there, you know, it's a success for me, an achievement. Yeah, exactly. And this is more, and you can get more happy. And you can get this happiness when you succeed to get these things or these things.
You know, that this was, by the way, you know, I didn't ask the question, and I love that you actually brought this up, because for folks that are watching and listening, you know, don't measure yourselves, you know, and the success because you look at somebody and you think that they have the success story, because you don't know what's behind their story, and you don't know if they're really happy, because you can show success but be very unhappy. So that's the other thing. If is the success going to be added and matching a happiness level, or it's going to be really, you're looking successful? Because that's the thing, we see social media today. We see people, we think they're like, oh, they're doing great.
10 million followers. Oh, okay. Success is famous. 10 million followers, you get 10 million views. We're not a sheep. I mean, we're not like, we're humans. We're not selling a project. We just, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an artist. It's not about how much, how million views, how million followers. No, it's about if I can make happy someone, if you hear my music, listen my music, I will be more than happy, more than ever. I mean, you know what I mean? And this is my success.
You know, now, well, you're being humble. So that's one.
You have to be humble.
You have very humble. And the world that you're in, I mean, it does come with a level of I guess, presence and, you know, fame and all the stuff. But you're right. The most, you know, successful people are the ones that are getting that level, and they're still humble. They're still who they are. They don't change the character. And to your point is whether they live into the mission. And frankly, I think you said it best right now, is the idea that one person that you know what your message is or your mission is, you reach 1%, you can make a difference in their life. Like, let's say this talk show, right? Really, if we can touch one or two people right now, you know, with the message of how to, you know, see a vision, go after your goals, don't fear failure, blah, 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 you know, believe in yourself, never give up, and get them through this whole thing. And they can start like, oh, I needed this. And it pumps them. And maybe they're the next success story, right? Whatever that is for them. That's already an achievement. That's already a success here. And that's the thing. We just have to know, like, what is it that we want? And sometimes be careful what you wish for, because, you know, sometimes people get overwhelmed and they can't manage success. And we've seen stories of people who have made it and then they destroyed it for whatever reason.
Of course.
You know, and
because the overthinking and over, like an overdose, and it's not good mentally. You can destroy someone. It's very like it's very hard. The social media is like an attack for me, but it's not in a good way. Sometimes it's in a bad way, because you have some people are like, some people are feeble.
Weak. Weak. Weakness.
Exactly. Yeah, weakness. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Weakness.
Oh, no.
So that's why it's very dangerous. Social media today, it's for me. I mean, for some people, not
everyone.
I think it's very bit dangerous. So you have to be more strength in your mind. You have to get this mental, and it's like you have to act like a game. Okay, I'm in the theater. I'm going to act better, to think in that way, because it could be very dangerous for the life of someone. Because I'm not, it depends on people. The people are different. And each people have his feeling, his own feeling, how maybe the mental is not good as well, you know, good enough, or more strength. It's very important.
Well, so no now as you're talking on about a world that actually we've had so many discussions in previous shows with, especially mental health, you know, discussions, there's a level of social media that is very negative. and it kind of hurts people. And you have a lot of, you know, sometimes people like get bullied on this. I mean, it's a topic, even experts now, they know that it's affecting a lot of people. Some governments are even trying to change the way they do it. I mean, if you look at Dubai, for example, now they have license for influencers and you can't just post things and so on and so forth. You have to be careful what you say, how to say it and stuff like that. You have people like Australia, they have limitations of age that's coming up. So there's a lot of stuff to avoid that. But you're right, it can be very difficult in this world, you know, especially when you're seeking, you know, well, you're not seeking, but you are in the artist world and you are in this particular or any type of thing. I mean, you have people who are not even, you know, they just basically are just influencers, you know, they do stuff and they talk and vloggers, but they still get bombarded with, you know, with stress stuff and it affects them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's amazing how people are because again, the defaults are set. You know, if I don't like what you have, to me, okay, I don't have to worry about it, right? And move on. I don't have to follow you. But that's the thing, like people are following you, but then they criticize you. Like, what the hell? If you don't want me, just find someone else. This is like, but you're right, you're touching on that world of social media and how it can be good and bad. And but I think the main takeaway really is what you said earlier. You have a mission, a message. You have, you know, a flavor that you bring into your artistry and your music. And so that's all that matters. You know what you want to deliver and you're working for it. It's irrelevant. I mean, the right people are going to follow you. And those are the ones you want anyways, because those are the ones that will be a true fans and they're going to support you. And they really, again, like be behind your vision and mission. Not everybody is going to support that. As I told you earlier, even your family sometimes maybe, I'm not talking to your immediate family, but sometimes that's always a challenge. Like, are you always supported? Do you have the right, you know, support mechanisms, as we say, or support system in your life? Those are all things that we have to, I believe in. Like my wife and I were talking the other day, and it's funny because, you know, there's a lady that's been her, she's an influencer. She does, you know, fitness and stuff. And one lady that she never met since she began, you know, 6 years ago, that lady, every post, everything is a like and share and love and love you and this. Never met her, never stopped, but she's supported every single thing that she's done. And there are people that are family members beyond that they don't even say hi, or they don't even share or even put a heart or like, you know, a thumbs up. And that's to show you, like, so you can't expect, you know, from people things, you know, everybody is there.
Never expect from someone. Never. You have to get it in your mind and record it in your mind. You never expect anything from anyone. Even if it's not, I mean, mentally, like, it could destroy you. That, like, okay, I made this video in Dakar. I have a goal, of course, and cause of radio journalists, I told them it's because of you, Weekend. A song could be a hit, you know what I mean? In the radio, with a journalist, like the communication, digital communication. But never expect something more than you have already. If you have these things, it's alhamdulillah, it's like good enough.
You know, expect less. And hope for more. You know, well, you know, like, you know, this way you can set your expectations so you know you don't get disappointed. But I love it. You know, it's a concept, actually. It's a perfect concept. Like sometimes you set your expectation low so you actually get overexcited and not excited if nothing happens or like disappointed. It does work.
It's different emotions.
You gotta work. Yeah, exactly.
You can be crazy or insane with this.
Well, because some people set high expectations and then they don't get the response rate or whatever it is, and they're like, "Oh, I failed," and that sometimes can undermine how they think and maybe even stop them from pursuing. Course. You can't do that. So that's a great message, actually. Because, and by the way, that's for everything. You know, in business and family, you know, your expectations always keep them lower than the high levels because you never know. Yeah, keep it.
Always see here, and then you can see. Of course, you can see high, but always make a limit.
You know, it's like the icing on the cake. We get more. Hey, listen, I'm happy with that. Exactly. The extra, but you gotta have your le seuil, as we say in French. So your nice little level, you know, to keep it there, right?
But at least. always good mentally, I mean, for your mind.
Well, that's a question to you.
Then you can, you can, because expectation equal, how I can say, deception, acceptation equal deception. Sometimes.
High expectation, maybe. Oh, yeah. Or it could be. It could be deceptive, yes. But not if you do it as you said. Like, you know, you don't set it high. You set it where you can control it. You can manage it.
And then go step by step. How we say in Amazigh.
I love it.
Step by step. Always step by step.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Success stories never go like fast. Always, because more it's fast, more it's short. More it's long, more it's in the dans la la longévité, dans la continuité. Any
well, it's the you know, you want it to be a long, a marathon, not a sprint. You want it to take, you know, because that's what it is. Life is a journey. It's not an overnight thing. Because there's actually has been a lot of overnight success.
Exactly, like one shot. Okay, we're gonna sign with the label. Like, I'm gonna sing like a hit. Okay, it's one shot. You know
we can find a one shot single. One hit wonder. Yes.
Exactly. But it's not good with the projects of future. It's not like it's not. I don't know. It depends on expectation. Each singer is different. But as far as I'm concerned, I prefer go. Slow and slowly I'm going, and the best is coming in the projection, in my future projection.
Listen, you're doing it, you've been doing it, you have the right mindset, which is a big deal, because I think that's a whole important thing. The mindset is what drives people, and your mindset is the correct way. You already have established your system and it's working. You're trying to, you know, achieve it at your own pace. Project by project, you get in there.
The issue now, the new generation wants something now. Money, get in now. Go fast. No, it's not a big deal. Okay, go big or go home, but do it slowly. Each step is very important.
Well, but even go big and go or go home, go big takes a lot to set it up big, right? You have to work to build it big, right? You know, but it's like I mean, actually, in a true sense, there is no such thing as overnight success. There is no story that's out there. Unless you go and win a lottery, which is not really success, and typically that's just money, and it's not, as to your point, as everything else that comes with success. And so that's not going to deliver. But in essence, any story where someone have been an icon in this world today or in the history, it took them maybe months, years to get whatever they are or they were. I mean, some actually, even historically, some people did not even know that they were famous until they died, and centuries later they became famous.
Charlotte Neville, the example. You know which age he started? 20 years old, and he started to write. So and people say, "No, you're." I don't know if you watched the movie. No, you're not enough tall. You're small man. You looks like not like a charismatic boy, and blah 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 blah. I say, okay, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna succeed. That's why you sing. I start to be famous at 42 years old,
and he's an icon of France now. I mean,
so and he sing, je me voyais déjà en de l'affiche.
Well, he's up there with the big ones, right? So, but
and La Bohème. Now it's like, you know what I mean? And he traveled all the world. Mashallah, so Ilahmu.
Well, that's a great example of many. I mean, you know, there's so many other stories just like that where people were undermined. You know, they were told that they're not worthy, they're not capable, they have nothing that they can do. And guess what? They didn't listen. They kept going, and that's really a big message. But at the pace, as you said, slowly but surely, you know, there's an expression, Rome was not built overnight. so big empires take time to build.
Rome ne s'est pas construite en un jour. This is a French expression.
There you go. So again, people that understand French, they get it. we'll have to actually translate it, you know, also. But really, it's... it's an important message for all our audiences to really get it and see it and value it. Now we come into the end of the show here, you know, Naj. But so I know your new title, your new hit is Live, Oulala, Untella, La Vie en Rose, right?
That's the name. Oulala, Untella.
La Vie en Rose.
La Vie en Rose. But the title
is Oulala.
Oulala, Untella. Oulala, Ooh, Untella.
All right, so that's the signature.
Yeah, that's the signature.
Now you had a feature guest artist.
PK is a Nigerian boy, and it was like no coincidence. But he started to follow me on Instagram, and when I saw the like, I said, "It's weird. Like I'm composing and writing a song, Afrobeats, Latino mix, fusion, blah blah blah." I said, I was thinking to get a featuring, African featuring a singer, because it's like, it missed something, a touch. I don't know which kind of touch. And I say, it's weird. Like the guy likes my page and he went to the profile and I'm composing this song at this time. I say, wow. And I contact him by a text message. I called him and we talked about the test, like, can I send you a song? I'm composing on this with my team in Casablanca, in Morocco. He said, okay, why not? I said, please, can you put something and test? I said, okay, I'm going to sing on it. I said, when he sent me the demo, I was like, with my team, and we heard, we one of the guy now, he working with the Red One. We say, Steph, me, and DaVinci. I say, wow, no way. Like, he gave this touch that it was missing. I say, wow, okay, that's him. Definitely. And we choose him. Even if he is not famous, but I say, okay, I don't care about it. It doesn't matter. Okay, 4,000 followers, it's okay. I love this guy. He's a genius. I was falling in love with his touch, with his rape, this kind of to sing. I don't know, something.
His style, his energy, yeah.
The energy, exactly. Yeah, on his voice, and I liked it with my team. Then we decided to keep him, and he said, "Let's do it."
Well,
it was Oulala.
It's a hit. I mean,
they start to play in the radio here in France, because I'm starting to promote it in France, and then inshallah we'll be back to Morocco and then promote it in Morocco on TV show, and I hope that's gonna be a huge hit and to perform it for the Cannes, inshallah. I'm focused on it.
It is a big one, and I think it's a perfect, you know, it's a good ticket for it, because I mean,
I really like it. Yeah, I'm very proud of this song.
Well, it's a perfect combo. It's an African. Yeah. It's an African.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Ooh, my French friend yesterday called me and said, "Ooh la 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 la," because it's easier, you know, than because it's not Moroccan. It's a French
ooh, la,
guy.
Ooh la la, ooh la la.
La 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 la. Ooh ooh, untala untala. Say okay, don't you?
Well, it, you know, for again, we will have, you know, the link to the video for you guys, so you can watch it and listen. It's already on our network, so you know, you can click on it. The YouTube link is there. You can listen to it. Obviously, it's available in whatever the music plays. I play, you know, iTunes and all that stuff. Apple, rather. That's what I wanted to say. Spotify. And so it's happening, and it's got a good vibe. But I do want to say that it's got a good potential, as you said, for the CAF, you know, because it's African 100%. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. It's got the Moroccan and African flavor in the beats.
It's Latino, if you can hear. It's Latino. It's a roots traditional beats, Moroccan. It's Afro beats. Like, there is like a cocktail, you know, a real fusion. That's what
well,
I like.
Well, that's it. Your signature.
It's my signature.
Exactly. You're making it, you know, a little bit of flavor.
It's all about energy, freedom, truth. It's space to dream, to dance, to and reflect at the same time. I mean, yeah. And I hope listeners leave with a sense of joy, strength, and inspiration, but also a little curiosity to explore themselves and the world that we talked about earlier.
Well, it is. And you know what? But you had other hits before, and you've had other features, you know, with other singers as well. So it's not your first.
A big record in France. Mohamed Rida, DJ Van, Aminut, Moroccan artist. Yeah, I did a collaboration with a DJ, Zafir, Ifrah, with Kobe Cohen. I like to get more collaboration with but there is a more future project with a DJ, like Electro, because I like Electro as well.
That's a pretty cool stuff.
I love that for festival, you know, like Coachella and then.
Yeah. Well, you also did the paint, you know, the company that you did a commercial for them.
That's
on TikTok.
It's at the same, but with the same song, Ooh La La La. Exactly.
And it's actually it's taken big actually as a
6 million on TikTok. It's good enough.
Listen, you're out there. You know,
I never expect this. You know,
You said earlier, expectation is here, and the rest is up to you. You do the work, and you let it be. But let it happen, and it's happening. Well, actually, I would say this: you're not just letting it happen; you're doing the work behind it. So you're supporting it too. Yeah. I mean, you're on the show, you're doing on the radio, you're building it, you know, you're working. So it's not like, you know, I'm just throwing the stuff, let's see what happens, you know. No, you have a mission.
I guess at the core, it's about connection to music, to culture, and to each other. That's what I want to share with everyone who listens. You know what I mean, the song? And I want people to feel alive, to connect with their own emotions.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you
about energy, freedom. I told you truth.
Well, it's all good, because I was going to ask you, like, you know, we're coming to the end of the show. And so a couple of things I wanted to ask, you know, before we wrap up. One is, what would you say, what would be a good message, you know, and I think you're already there, for our youth in Morocco and anyone who has an aspiration to become an artist or just to grow in general in their path of whatever that success for them, what would you say to them?
Just do it.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, you know, as a copyright, you know, Nike has that, just do it.
This screen, the message is like, just do it.
So we're going to give them the credit for that one, so we don't have any problem for the discussion here. But really, it is a concept, and, you know, doing it is the only way. I mean, you know, the only way to do it is to do it.
Don't believe in yourself. Just do it.
That's it. I mean, really.
Yeah. It's easier. Life is easier. Human is complicated. I mean, no complication.
Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise.
Tell you what you have to do. To do these things, do it. Just do it.
So thank you for that. Now, you are working an additional project.
I'm loving it. It's like McDonald's. I was loving it. Just do it. It's like Nike. I mean, brand Nike used it, this word, no?
I know. Well, here's no, I'm liking it. I think it was
loving it is McDonald's, but McDonald's, just do it
is Nike. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nike, no? I guess.
Yeah, Nike is just do it. But you know, I mean, they you have to give them credit, because they're really, it's a simple, literally three words, but powerful, that can go forever to stand, you know, time, because anyone can take that to the bank. And, you know, frankly, I mean, you quoted it, and it's the perfect, you know, element. So you, let's say it in French and Moroccan. Il faut faire, hein?
Il faut faire.
That's
il faut faire. Il faut le faire.
That's
il faut
it.
Le faire.
That's dira.
Dira, dira. Like, you know, Walid Al-Gragi for the...
Dira.
I do it with the niya. Just play with the niya.
Dira niya, which basically means intention.
Oh, niya. And then niya. So, الحمد لله. when I ملي كنغني كنغني بالنية. if I do this thing I'm gonna do it بالنية always, like
You
وليد
believe in
رزقني.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, there is, you know, a hadith that says, "Innama al-amalu bi-niyat," right? So niyyah is everything, and everything for
Yes,
us, right?
everything.
So we're supposed to have a good intention in anything that we do, and
Exactly.
if you want a positive outcome. So,
exactly.
Well, listen, Naj, it's been real. I mean, you know, we spent a lot more than an hour, but it's worth every minute of it. I've enjoyed this chat and the discussion. You know, it is an honor to have you.
Thank you for inviting me, Hisham.
Oh no,
I appreciate it, really.
It's a pleasure of mine. I mean, having
it's
you here with us.
It's mine too.
And frankly, I think you've delivered more, you know, on this talk show, you know, to the audiences about like really what it takes to be an artist, but also what it takes to be just a person who has a vision and a mission and how to get there. And that's a big takeaway for our people, you know, that are watching.
And
so
I want to keep pushing boundaries, connecting with new audiences and around the world, and sharing my new universe with as many people as possible.
Well, I can say this. Your journey is only in the beginning. You have a long way to go. Your success story is just going to keep, you know, getting better and better. And because you are about bringing happiness, you are about, you know, you're genuine, you're real about your what you want to achieve with it. And your message and your music makes it, you know, very vibrant and good. I think it suits multiple generations in a way. So it's not, you know, so if anyone is into music, you can vibe with it. And, you know, you have these things. It's iconic. And you'll just, I personally wish you all the success and more of it. And I know it's going to happen. So
yeah,
I have no
I'm
doubt,
sure.
You know, you got to believe, right? Remember manifestation, it's happening,
always.
You know, it's happening already. It's not just going to happen. It is happening.
I did it. Now it's the next step. I mean,
yeah,
I
mean next
new dreams. I can't wait to see where the journey takes me next.
Well, it will take you to just new heights and
because
better.
Every song, every video is a step toward expressing my truth and my vision. So,
well, it is, and I think this will allow it. It's got a very high vibe. I mean, it's really
top. Going, yeah, inshallah, Africa, in Europe, in United States, for only community. I don't like this word, but very like inshallah. I'm
worldwide.
My goal is to come to Washington, New York, and perform in Miami or with a. Not only Moroccan people, as distinct, I guess he
just did something
he
up
did,
here.
Yeah. He performed there.
Well, listen, New York is always open and there's plenty of opportunity in the States. And again, you've already done Miami and Orlando, so it's big. You got Dubai, you live there, you know how that works. That's another big
city. Well,
Miami is awesome. Miami is festive. I mean, I think, by the way, you did say your music has a little bit of Latin, you know, flavor to it. You know, actually, even the dances and all the
stuff. Your audience can watch the link. You can send the
link. They will be. It will be available.
The truth that we talked about the video clip in Orlando and most.
Well, I wouldn't be able to play the music on this because of copyrights, but certainly they'll have the link. I'll have visuals, so just to accompany the discussion, so they can see it. But then they can.
Yeah, of course, and then people can watch and see the. How
watch, download, buy, follow, you know, support, you
exactly.
know, Naj.
Naj official music.
That's
Naj
it.
Naj official, and Naj, if you don't try to, sometimes in Spotify, people call me and say, I'm trying to search, like, but Naj, there is a lot of Naj. I say, okay, put just Ooh La 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 or Naj Feet PKs, and then you can go on my profile.
Naj music official, so we'll have all that, so people will actually have direct link to you.
Yeah,
and really, I mean, that's the way to do it. And of course,
and welcome to my little world. Merhaba bikum, bienvenue dans mon petit monde.
I love it. Three languages. I mean, we can't go wrong with that, right? I mean, it's worldwide, it's national and international, so we have all of it, you know, in one place. Well, listen, Naj, I mean, you are true Najma. A true star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, before we started, I mean, the sun was hitting you and we said a star hit on a star.
You record the image.
I think in the beginning we had a lot of sun that's on your face. So we have a star that is, you know, shining onto another one. And so it's funny that we had that.
Yeah, it was funny. It was not on purpose.
Hey, listen, again, no coincidence, right? You know, no things are happening. We've right. actually worked Thanks on this for months already. Like we planned this and, you know, we had the delay because we needed to wait until the hit, you know, and I call it the hit. So the actual title is live and kicking, but, you know, it is a hit and it will be, you know, out there. So again, also I would invite anyone out there in the production world and podcasts and radios, you know, do listen to it. You know, and if you think did it, and I think it has great merits, yeah, listen, Naj is available, you know, and her music is going to be make a difference and new
and
trend.
Be humble. Stay humble. It's a message for people. Stay humble and get it.
Being humble is a blessing, as you said earlier, of you know, course. Be blessed. So it is a blessing. Folks. Naj, thank you so much for being with us. It was fun.
Thanks, Hisham.
My pleasure. And bye-bye. So that's it. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure.
It is. And so folks, this is it. We're coming to the end. So thank you so much for being with us, for listening in. You know, do tune into Naj's music and check out all her clips and videos before and the new hit, as well as, you know, support her for, you know, maybe she will be the anthem for the next cuff, you know, and we'll have fun with that as well, because that's worldwide. There's going to be some fun stuff out there. So yes, that's about it. I'm Hurricane H. We'll be talking soon with the initial topic. Bye for now.